I like that bit too.
Well, sit it out. It was wonderful, wasn't it?
Well, here we are, John.
Yes, sir, this is where you live, is it?
Yes.
Gosh, yes.
Well, thank you so much, John, for a lovely evening. I really did enjoy it so much.
Well, thank you, Eleanor. It really was a very stimulating evening too, yes.
It is awfully thrilling to see me all the way home. How are you going to get back there? It's nearly 1 o'clock.
Well, you know, I can walk, you know.
Where do you live, John?
A number, as a matter of fact.
London? Oh, heavens, I didn't realize. I mean, I can't possibly let you walk all that way home.
No, 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 no.
Well, look, why don't you come upstairs? I could ring for a minicab.
Well, that would be tremendously good of you, and I could borrow that book at the same time,
oh, yes,
couldn't I?
Oh, the Iliad, wasn't it?
That's
I forgot all about it. Well, shall I lead the way?
Yes, well, I'll be going, anyway.
Here we are.
Gosh, what a marvellous place, isn't it, huh?
Do you like it?
Very much indeed, yes. The record player and the books, I see there are.
Yes, so. I love to read.
So do I, you know, books, here. Yeah.
Newspapers, too.
Yes. Yes.
I used to share a flat, but it's so much nicer being on one's own. You know, one can really be one's own mistress and everything.
Oh, yeah. It's been some time, isn't it? Really just got here, really. Gosh, what a lot of books. Simone de Beauvoir, I see there. Doris Lessing, yes. Theodore Reich.
Have you heard of Martin Buber at all? He's a German philosopher. He likes to talk about relationships, you know, between one human being and the next.
Yes,
but there's a wonderful essay of his where he says that lovers even don't talk to each other so much as at each other in a kind of perpetual self-glorification. Do you think that's true?
Yes, I do, certainly, yes.
I'm so glad because I think it's so very profound and searching.
Fantastically searching. Yes. In fact, I think this is the great thing about Martin Luther, don't you know that he made it, do you? Within the Protestant religion, you know, I mean, he managed to do away with this terrible sort of Catholic. You're not a Catholic, are you? You have your mind, right? But it does seem to me that the ghastly thing about Catholicism, the reason I've never subscribed to it, you know, it's rather like a magazine in that respect, don't you think? In their philosophy, it seems to me that there is man and there is God, and sort of in between is this awful sort of, I don't know, sort of miasma, you know, of romantic love, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
Simply, this seems to me so stupid, you know, and if two people are attracted to each other, I mean, why on earth can't we just go up to each other and say, you know?
Yes.
I'm, for example, you're an attractive girl, you know, and I'm an attractive man, I suppose, you know, and why don't we go to bed? I mean, that's the...
Yes, of course. I mean, of course, that's how it ought to be.
Yes.
Somehow, it never is.
Yes?
Of course. It's so silly, isn't it? Although in fact, what you're saying isn't strictly true.
Go on, yes.
Yes, it's just, in fact, a man can go up to a girl and say that.
Yes.
But a girl, you know, poor thing, just has to sort of sit and wait, really.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I suppose that's true. Yeah, I'm at a point, yes. Where are you going for your holidays this year? Have you decided at all?
Look, I'm still sort of hovering between Portugal and Poland. Really, it's just a question of visas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whichever one I get first, I suppose. They're quite difficult to get in, but, you know, I was surprised.
Yes, I've always been surprised. It's very pity.
Are you going away at all?
Yes, I'm going to sleep, as a matter of fact. Yes.
Me? No.
I have to pop it up.
I went there last year.
Really?
Yes.
How wonderful! How terrific!
Actually, what we were saying before, you know, about relationships.
Yes.
And there, the whole thing was so frank and open, easy.
It's one of the reasons I'm gay, actually.
Well, yes. I mean, for example, they have these wonderful places in the open air,
really?
You know, with some tables and so on.
Yes.
And you'll be just sitting at one of these tables, and one of these wonderful blonde men will come up and ask you to dance, and you'll dance and talk, you know, and they all.
Yes.
And I mean, they will say quite openly, without any of this awful sort of. When you know.
Yes, I know. It's a crime, yes.
Will you come to bed with me?
Yes.
I don't know, you could. You know, if one wanted to.
It's a great place, sweetheart, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
I mean, honestly, to think of an experiment on that scale is so fantastic. Actually, funny enough, I really feel I know something about Sweden, you know, apart from reading about it and listening to Sibelius, you know, I've actually been corresponding with a pen friend for about a year now, you know. This correspondent, he's a Canadian at the university, and he's told me such a lot, you know, about the social mores and the sexual thing, you know, which is so important. Actually, he told me one story. I think he may love it, because in fact, it does sort of reflect upon this whole business. He said apparently that last summer he was going to a party in Stockholm. You know, at any rate, there are going to be lots of broads there, you know. And he actually went so far before going to the party to get hold of an orange, you know, just an ordinary sort of domestic orange, you know, and stuffed it into his fly, you know. I mean, fantastic thing, you know. I don't imagine this big bug, you know. What a fantastic thing, I thought it was.
The smile is over there.
I
mean, would you like one too?
Not because, you know, it's simply that I don't like citrus fruit, you know.
Not everyone does.
Yes. Well, I think I better be off, you know.
Oh, must you? Yes, I suppose you must.
I think I better wend my weary way back to London, you know.
Yes.
Oh, Dorothy, it was tremendous, you know, you must.
Your promise, is it
so? No, yes.
So?
Cheap suit, you
know.
Anyway, we must do this again sometime, you know, really sort of paint the town red, if you say.
I'd love to.
Actually, I do have some seats for the cinema, which my boss passed on to me, and he's going away, and I wonder if you'd like to come, you know.
You haven't said when?
No, it's about 10 days' time, I think.
Oh, yes, nice. Yes,
I tremendous.
You know what the tickets are for?
And I believe it's some sort of festival of Yugoslav cartoons, I'm not sure. Anyway, we'll sleep well, anyway, in there, and keep cool, as they say. And I'll be seeing you soon. Well, thank you again, darling. Goodbye.